pointing out his graciousness that he is giving everything. So all of this and this and this and this should come from a source of something. All these beauties I was trying. Remember, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about God and creation. I'm talking about you understanding these poetic pictures. It says, all these poetic pictures, where is this coming from? All this comes from a bountiness and a mercifulness. I'm not saying the mercifulness of God. I don't need to do that. I would say, all of this beauty, did you hear this beauty? This all comes from graciousness and tenderness, which is the gift he gave to us. In here, there is a tenderness, that gift, which is given only to the humans. This doesn't mean his graciousness. We understanding his graciousness is making it beautiful. You see, that picture is not gracious. Me understanding the beauty of an angel, yes, that gives me the idea of angel, you see. It talks with me if I'm listening to that language. This is what it is. All the book, all the text, mystic texts, they are art. None of them is written logically like a philosophy. Art is there. Why? Because all of this, the beauty and the gift we received, which is understanding the beauty and art. This is what it is. Yes?
Those graces are the signs of a witness. They are the footprints of a man devoted to service. That person that has seen the king is gladdened by the sign. When one has not seen him, there is no recognition.
Here is the problem of witnessing. Because we say, you will see it. You will be witness. And witness is a very tricky word, my goodness. First of all, the main word of this witness, the source of this witness here is what?
Shahid.
Sweetness. Shahd. Sweet is shahd. The observer is shahid, but not because it observes. Because the observer is tasting the sweetness of seeing and understanding, we call it observer or witness. So it's not only witness, it's the source of joy, is even the martyr. Because the fa'il of that shahr will be martyr. Because martyr is the one that tasted the sweet taste of death. It's not sour for the martyr, you see. It's intercomplicated like that, and in Sufism they use it a lot because it's a very soft key to enter the domain of imagination, really. Shahd is that. Whatever you understand is mushahideh. And here you will say, all of this is what? I'm talking about the tenderness which is pointing towards one of this witnessing stuff, which is the address of a footprint of a holy person. All of this beauty, he said, this is not it. This is something pointing at the traces of the footstep of somebody who was praying. See how we will bring it up? That these are the tender stuff. that if you philosophize it, all are ugly or stupid. But if not, you understand this beauty, then it will talk to you. This is the secret. And who will understand it? The one who has seen it. Because all of this relates to one thing, to see the face of the king. Because if you haven't seen the face of the truth, you see. Remember that word haq, which we never forget. That's always the goal, the highest level of attention. If you haven't seen that, then of course you will live in mistake. Then what will happen to you? Yes?
The spirit of that one who at the time of Am Not I saw his Lord and became beside himself and intoxicated. He knows the scent of the wine because he drank it. When he has not drunk it, he cannot scent it.
Oh, here, that he again is not really good translation in English. Never could be. Here, in a way, the good translation will be like that. The fellow, the one who has drunk some wine will be the connoisseur of the smell of wine. It's not the he, the one, anyone, someone who. The one who is the connoisseur, or you could skip that, the connoisseur will be that one. And that spirit, I don't know where it is coming from, Mustafa. Because the verse before that, there is not a spirit. I don't know what the spirit is really, because I'm confused within these words. I prefer ruh, breath. The breath is over there. And you know that there is a time for us. The beginning is time before the time. Before everything else, before we will come here, will be created, God will pose one question. He'll say, isn't it that I'm your God? And you say yes. Then he will send you here. So this is something that we talked before the time, before coming here. This is a promise, and we have to keep the promise, because he knew that when he will give us this form and shape, then we forget that. We believe that, okay, we are here, and we are the builders, and accident, and blah, blah, and philosophy, and logic, and all that. He said, no. First of all, this breath, in that time, has seen the God. Because remember that this body, we know where it is coming from. Where this is coming from? The earth. But a feast full of earth made this, right? What about the breath? Huh? When we talk about before formation of this, we talk about that breath. And that breath witnessed his face, because it was his breath. Before coming in me, it was like that. Means there is a good essence hidden in me, which is not all part of me. One part of me is this, that belongs to the other part. And this is something that you will understand if you have tasted it before. This is like talking about the smell of wine. The connoisseur knows the taste of wine because he had drunk it. Without drinking, it's impossible. Because? Yes. For? Really.
For wisdom is like a stray camel.
Aha! Who remembers the stray camel? Do you remember? The story of a stray camel?
Yeah, the best.
There is a long story of a stray camel. Because, first of all, camel goes astray. Because doesn't sleep, walks, just works, right? But first of all, camel is the most important part of my animal, because that's the only limousine which could give me a ride to Mecca. In Rumi's time, that's the only limousine, that's a jumbo jet, okay? And means what? Means a part of me who could carry me to the home or house of the Haq, okay? What is this? Rumi will say, this is hikmat, wisdom. Wisdom is that camel. Then you will hear the story of the camel. You will say, you know what? Everyone has lost the camel. But nobody knows. Some people, they know. They go around and they will ask you, excuse me, have you seen my camel? And he explains the camel, but the guy will say, oh yeah, I saw a camel which has a red neck, I believe, was over there. And he goes around, because nobody really understands the fellow, but he will never give up. And at the end, he will find his camel. This was the opening part of the story. The interesting part of the story that you will hear carefully designed. That there are some people that they don't know they have lost the camel. They don't miss the camel. But they look around and they see everyone is looking for a camel. So to be sociable, they follow the fashion. They go around and they seek for the camel. They are not seeking the camel, they are imitating these camel seekers. But guess what? At the end, they find a camel. Then they will understand that they were missing a camel. Because the wisdom I'm talking about is what you need to go and arrive to the state of the truth. This is something you lost. But a lot of you, you don't know you lost it. At least imitate the fellows that they know. Here, he will give you the clue, because this has been said so many times, that for wisdom is like the stray camel. And he will explain that a stray camel. Listen carefully. Who could explain a camel like this, that it guides, find, and recognize it? This doesn't exist. In Persian, it goes like this. Hamchu dalale shahamra dalast means it's like dalale. Difficult. Dalal is, simply saying it is the real estate, or go between. But it's not that.
Matchmaking?
Oh, no. Before coming to that, dalal to begin with, before making it muannas. Dalal means go between, the one who arranges the stuff. But that's nonsense. The verb is dalla. Dalil means reasoning. And guide in Arabic is dalil. So in Arabic, if you want to ask someone, if you're like me, means a few words of Arabic you know, and you want to ask for a guide, you could go to someone and say that I want, yes, a matchmaker. Because both is dalil, dalal, dalale. Yes, dalale means matchmaker. But here we have to notice what's deeper than that is the reason which will lead you from some thought to the other one. That's the leading, like a tour guide which will lead you to that. Here, he will say,